B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Give me my new thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mady, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, Loren.
Yes.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, we're outside waiting for you. Come on to the, come out your front door.
I'll be right out.
She comes.
Give me a few minutes.
Yes.
I'm on my way.
Loren's new house.
Look how big her house is. She's got lights projecting onto the side of her house. She's one of those fancy houses.
I'm just wearing it out.
Every pillar has its own light. I think the White House is smaller than this.
She's almost to her front door. It's a long walkway.
It is, yeah.
In the Chateau. Chateau de Lorraine.
I can't believe the Chateau de Lorraine has its own light rail stop. Stop at the bathroom.
Oh, I'm filing here. I made it from the parlor to the front door.
I like that we finished the show yesterday the same way we started today's show.
Make it fun of Lorraine's
house. The walking. The walking sound effect.
Oh, you know. Let's be real. We just found a walking sound effect and we wanted to figure out how to
use
it.
That's exactly what it was.
To the show.
I hope everybody had a great Wednesday afternoon. What was your day in 30 seconds, Loren?
I used DoorDash for the first time yesterday and I think it changed my life.
I told you.
Like, legit, I think it changed my life.
I think I even used DoorDash yesterday.
What'd you get?
Like egg rolls and lettuce wraps and...
Like, do you get it at a specific restaurant?
Payway.
Oh, is that a Chinese restaurant or something?
Yeah.
It's like fast food.
And you had no idea about DoorDash or Uber Eats?
Well, I knew about them, but like, I don't know. I always assumed there was like this big delivery charge with them and that I would have to wait forever, that people would drop me. Because I've heard that whole thing too, is that like people accept and then when they realize where you are or, you know.
I've never had
what
any
What restaurant
issues.
Is it? They don't pick it up.
No. Huh.
So I tried it for the first time yesterday and I loved it.
Good. Goodbye HelloFresh. Hello, DoorDash.
No. But here's the thing. The reason, because I downloaded them all, like Uber Eats, Postmates, DoorDash. I think there was like two other ones. And I went on there to see, to choose which one I was going to keep
some
on
of them
my
have,
phone.
Some of them has exclusive restaurants.
Yes. And like clean juice was a big thing for me. Like, could I get clean juice on this app? Like, where are my healthy things? And I think DoorDash was like the one that had the most things that I would order.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I had a girl go to Publix for me yesterday. I do some shopping and brought it over to me.
Oh, hold on. DoorDash does that too?
Postmates does.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. I think I kept Postmates too.
And this stems from a conversation we had, I think the day before yesterday, where we said that Walmart is working on having food delivered right to your house, your groceries, and they will actually put the groceries away. Mm-hmm. And you can set it up so that they can come while you're not home. If you're at work, they'll do the grocery shopping, store your groceries, you come home, everything's stocked.
That's great, man. And there was the Publix was out of what I wanted. The girl calls, says, hey, what do you want? What do you want to do about it?
Yeah.
She did my grocery shopping.
Cool.
The only issue that we, as the Maney family, has with people doing the shopping for us is Amanda doesn't like them picking the meat and the fruit.
Oh, well, I get that.
Do that well? They just grab, like, whatever. Like, the bananas are like, brown, and they don't do a good picking job with the fruit.
Yeah.
But... what about you, Roy? What'd you do yesterday?
So my sister was so upset because we have her big Dirty 30 birthday party at the end of the month.
Okay.
Yeah. And so my mom is making the cake, and my sister wanted a trial cake to see if she would like it because she wanted to like have a cake with strawberry preserves in it.
I like that you are treating this like a wedding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, can I do a cake tasting?
It's kind of how it was. And my sister loved it. She loved the cake. It tasted phenomenal. So she went over to her husband's side of the family and said, hey, why don't you guys try the cake? It's going to be my party. And everyone was like, they didn't like it.
Oh, no.
It's not their party.
No. So
then Alyssa got really upset.
Oh.
And I was trying to talk to her, and I'm like, there's no way that, like, your taste buds are that off.
Right. Send me a piece.
It's got to, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, it's got to be a preference thing. Like, some people like fruit in the cake, some people don't. Like, it's not you. You know what I mean? It's not like my mom baked an awful cake. It's got to be a preference thing.
Yo, no, it doesn't matter. It's Alyssa's birthday.
And that's
it's
what
her
I said.
Party.
It's, I would serve it anyway.
Nobody at like when you go to a wedding, I don't get to taste the cake before I get there. Like you just get what you get, and if you don't like it, then don't eat it.
And then so Alyssa was distraught all afternoon and evening, and I'm trying to talk her through this and calm her
she's
down.
She's pregnant. That's what that means.
I hope
I'll say
not.
That because the dirty 30.
And she's drinking. Yeah, I hope not.
She's got all the feels.
Yeah. And then, like, towards the end of the evening, finally, family members start one by one coming back up saying, yeah, I don't know why I don't know why they said I didn't like it. I did like it. And so then she's like, oh, okay. So,
okay.
But you don't want to talk about someone who was really impacted by this?
Well, and 30 is an emotional time.
I guess so. I guess there's just a lot of.
That's why people throw big parties to make other, like, the people turning 30 feel better.
Oh, I was like, man, my sister's going through it this afternoon over a cake.
That's funny.
So I was busy, guiding her through that.
Okay. What a good brother, Roy.
I try.
I'll tell you, last night I stayed up to watch the hockey game. The St. Louis Blues beat the Boston Bruins for the Stanley Cup, Roy. That's the championship.
Uh-huh.
And my wife is in Atlanta. My kids go to the nanny. They have to spend the night at her house because of my hours. You know, nobody wants to come to my house at 4 a.m. to hang out with the kids while they're sleeping. So they get dropped off. So at 7:30 last night, I get back from the nanny and my two friends in the neighborhood are standing in front of my garage waiting for me to get home with beers and chips. Awesome. And we were in my house last night with nobody home, yelling, just talking loud, like the bathroom. Each one of us peed in the bathroom without closing the door and talked from the bathroom while we were peeing loud at 9:45 on a Thursday night.
That's late.
I threw everybody out at 11:05 right when it ended, but.
Wow,
the difference between a hockey game and a basketball game in time is unbelievable. Like, the periods go, there's three periods in hockey, and they go so fast because they don't blow the whistle like they do in basketball. The whistle's blown every 2 seconds.
Well, it sounds like it took 5 hours if they were over at 7:30.
Well, no, so the game started at 8, and the game was done by 10:45.
Okay.
But we stayed up to watch the Stanley Cup. The big cup comes out. And
I had no clue that was last night. I was too busy. I'm getting into this new show. I'm getting into the show Superstore.
Ooh.
What's that? It's like The Office, but at a supermarket.
Yeah. Didn't it get canceled?
Probably.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm hopping on as soon as it's done.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah. It's like The Office.
Yeah.
Funny.
Okay.
But I have no idea that there was a sports thing last night.
Yeah, I know. In fact, you know what's so funny? I found out our intern, Josh, knows, if it's possible, less about sports than Roy does.
Yeah.
And later on in the show, I want to quiz you guys on sports basics.
He better watch out, because if I beat him, I'm going to feel really cocky about myself. Watch out, sports.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy of the Ram Morning Show.
Signs you're not as good as a kisser as you might think.
Oh.
I've always wondered if I was a good kisser. I mean, Stoney hasn't said I'm bad.
But has anybody?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I've always wondered.
This is, we got this article from Insider, and it says that 60% of people have been attracted to someone, and after kissing them for the first time, they were no longer interested. 60%.
Wow. That's pretty big.
Yeah, it is.
You know, those aren't good odds for you.
No, I will not make out with you.
So here you go. To help you avoid being that person who has no idea that their kissing skills could use some work, here are some common traits of bad kissers and how to avoid them. You need to pay attention to how your partner wants to be kissed. It's supposed to be enjoyable for both of you, so you have to be in tune with your partner. And this is something Amanda gets to me on.
That you're not in tune with the way she wants to be kissed?
Yes. That, like, I'm not following her.
Like, she's going in for a peck, you're going in for a tongue?
No. It's like when we're making out, we're not in rhythm.
You're trying to lead and she's trying to lead.
I might be a little snaky.
Oh. With your tongue?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's not. She's like, just follow my lead. We both want to take the lead, I think. One person needs to lead, one person needs to follow. Right, Loren? Isn't that how you make out?
Yes.
I like the idea you're just making out like a bunch of middle schoolers,
I absolutely if Amanda would let me French her every single day, I would.
Really?
Yeah. Don't you love that, Loren?
I mean, yeah. Like, I think
That's such a connection.
No, if you French me, something else has to be, like, we have to continue.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I just French, like, while I'm leaving the house.
Yeah.
Like, Amanda, if she comes home from work, she gives me a kiss, and, like, a lot of times I hold her head, I want more, and she pulls away. She's like, stop! Mm-hmm. Oh, the babies are right there. Oh, this might be me, too. Oh, crap. Maybe I'm going to scrap this. You get too intense too quick.
Yes, that is you. You just described that.
Ideally, you want to start slow with a kissing buildup. Oh, man. It's not a good sign if someone has to wipe their mouth afterwards.
Buddy, you might be part of that 60%.
Oh, boy. I've done that before, though, where I've had to wipe my mouth.
Oh, that's the worst.
And it's my fault. Like, yeah. It's my fault. I know I did that.
I'm thinking that maybe Amanda sent this article to Nicole, and Nicole dropped it in front of me. Signs you're not as good as a kisser as you think. You have bad breath.
Oh, well.
That automatically makes you a bad kisser.
Oh, it's always worth, no matter what, whether you think your breath is good or not, pop a mint, they say, or use some lip balm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Here's another one I do. Tilting your head the opposite way from your partner.
Well, you have to.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
You've got to go in two different angles, or you're going to smack each other in the nose.
You have to go in opposite.
Studies have shown that most of us tilt our heads to the right when kissing, and one study finds when people tilted their head the opposite way of their partner, it made them uncomfortable.
Who tilts to the left? Who does that, sociopaths? That's weird.
I don't know. Maybe I do, because Amanda goes to the right.
Hmm. Well, you also back into parking spots. You're one of those. Surprise me.
What a wild card.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So Selena Gomez admitted something about her phone, and we're going to have that here for you in a second. But Taylor Swift, if you love Instagram and love Taylor Swift, you better jump on today around 5 p.m. Eastern time, because the singer just announced that she is getting on Instagram stories and she will be hosting an Instagram live event at 5 p.m. Eastern time. She's going to be filling us in on all sorts of stuff that she's up to, all of the things she's working on.
At 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, I'm going to be doing an Instagram live, just filling you in on some stuff and things. And, you know, I hope you're free tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Instagram.
Mm. Yeah, she's going to be releasing a new album.
Yeah,
so.
On the Instagram. And you know how she is. She's been leaving us breadcrumbs. Somebody better ask her about the Katy Perry feud being over, because I want to know if they're really collaborating.
She won't read any comments, I bet.
Oh, I don't know. You don't think so?
No.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of Instagram, Selena Gomez, do you have that audio too?
I got three clips of her, so tell me what you want.
She talked about deleting Instagram from her phone.
Mm-hmm.
You have that?
Yes, I do. Right. So how is she going to watch Taylor?
I think it's just become really unhealthy. I think personally for young people, including myself, to spend all of their time fixating on all these comments and letting this stuff in. And it was affecting me. It would make me depressed. It would make me feel not good about myself.
Wait a second. Isn't she doing a Instagram live?
No. She was on live with Kelly and Ryan.
Selena Gomez doesn't want Instagram. Taylor Swift is doing an Instagram live.
Thank you.
Still part of the squad.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought that was the same person?
Yeah, I'm like, how in the world is she going to do an Instagram live if she just deleted Instagram?
Well, I think you're onto something, because I think it's hilarious that Taylor Swift is going on Insta Live, and at the same time, Selena's saying, don't
her
go on
friend.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Hey, work it out, kids.
Hey, you know what, though? They're best friends, and it shows two sides of the spectrum. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What works for one person may not work for the other, and that is okay.
Okay.
Spice Girls. All five Spice Girls are going to reunite.
Really?
But not on stage. Oh. This is going to be for an animated film. Now, Paramount just announced that they are developing a new Spice Girls movie. It will be animated, and all five ladies will be part of it. It will feature Spice Girls music. However, there's no release date just yet.
I love that it's so difficult to get those women in the same room that they have to do it to where they're cartoons and they can record in their own time.
Can I be honest?
Hmm?
I don't know that Victoria Beckham is that great of a singer, and I think she probably knows it. And and I think that's why she wasn't comfortable going on tour with the Spice Girls, but she would do it in a recording studio because it's a movie and they're just speaking.
Yeah.
And then they can use all the old audio. I don't think she was really comfortable performing live, quite honestly.
There might be something to that, Lauren.
Yeah. But anyway, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you what's going on with Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx's relationship. Might not be over. We thought it was. Okay. Might not be.
Thanks, Lauren. You know what we got to talk about? We didn't talk about it on the air yesterday, but we did it off the air. It's something that kind of blew up social media, and it had the four of us, including producer Nicole in here, arguing about it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Mani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Yes.
But now it's something that everybody can participate in.
Hopefully you can do it. I know a lot of people who can't do this.
I do too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I do it one way on one hand and another way on another hand. It's so odd. But yesterday, the social media was kind of going nuts over a comment that someone put up saying that their mind was blown that when you snap your finger, they had this theory that when you snap your finger, the noise you hear isn't from the two fingers rubbing together, but from the finger hitting the palm of your hand.
From your middle finger hitting the palm of your hand.
Which, I don't know if that's true.
Well, that's the theory, and so we all did it, and I think it might be right. See, I thought it was the noise like a cricket, when they rub their legs together to make the chirp. I thought when you rub your fingers together, you're getting that noise. But think about it. You don't hear the noise till after the flick.
No, but I kind of hear a thud of it hitting my palm.
Wait, but do you want to know why? Because, look, if you pick up your ring finger and your pinky finger and you try to do it, there's no hardly a noise. But when you keep those fingers down, it gets hollow in there, and then it magnifies the sound.
I think it's right.
I think so, too.
My mind is blown. I had no idea. How stupid, too. Admit it, everyone. You're trying it.
Keep one hand on the wheel, okay?
Yeah. This will be at work today.
Everyone's going to be all day today.
At work today, make sure you go up to a coworker and say, hey, I'm ready to blow your mind. The snapping is the finger hitting the palm. Then you're going to get some wise person who's going to go, yeah, we knew. I knew that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do it again. Let me see. Totally.
But now pick up your ring finger and your pinky and try to do it. See? It's not magnified.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like a megaphone for your fingers. That pinky and that ring finger.
This is where our radio's just gone. We're just snapping on the radio.
That was crazy.
That is crazy to think about.
Okay. All right, just a little something for you guys to bite on today. Chew on that the snapping is actually the finger hitting the palm.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It is officially wedding season.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Are you going to start me off?
No, it's not your turn. It's Roy's turn because we are opening up the Bridezilla Chronicles, and Roy has that article in front of him.
Yep.
And then we go to you, Lauren.
Gotcha.
Watch us for the changes.
So,
I thought that was the thing. I thought that's what you threw over when you said we're doing Bridezilla stuff. That's why I asked you twice. I was like, so we're doing bad proposals? And you said yes.
We're just a bad show.
No. That's at 7 a.m.
You read the wrong teleprompter.
But I'll tell you what, though. At 7 a.m., you have a really cool thing you're going to talk about.
<All right. laughs>
Tell us about this Bridezilla, though, Roy.
All right, so this bride won't let a grieving maid of honor skip the bachelorette party.
What's she grieving over?
So, now this really does have to be kind of one of the top of the Bridezilla.
The worst Bridezilla.
I'm all messed up.
We started, give me the article.
We started the segment all wrong, and I'm all messed up now.
I think we talked about this, didn't we? Or we touched on this before. Because I said, I would make her go too as the bride. Because not just selfishly for myself, but I feel like she would need to get out and blow off some steam and have some fun too.
Yes, we discussed it. We never read the article, though. We mentioned that we were going to talk about it, that it was in our files.
Yeah, but she had a close relative that was dying of cancer, and that she was really distraught, really upset. And the maid of honor hinted that to the bride that about the situation that was ongoing, and that she, you know, is trying to support the bride, but also I can't. you know, just very conflicting time of her life.
Sure.
She has someone dying of cancer. And the bride pretty much turned out to be an awful friend, didn't really care, and was really
put
off.
They said, hey, listen, if you don't come to my bachelor party, you're out of my... if you don't come to my bachelorette party, you're out of my bridal party. Like, keep the grieving to yourself. This is about me.
Yes.
Mm.
And less about you. Oh, that's, these bridezillas.
Yeah, that's rough. Like I said, selfishly, it wouldn't be about me. I would make her go because I would think she would need to have a distraction.
People handle... Friends handle how other friends deal with death very oddly, I feel. I've never had that issue because I never lost a parent, but my wife says that she, like a lot of friends of hers, let her down when her dad died of stomach cancer
mm-hmm.
when she was in college.
She's like,
you truly know who's your friends and who's not. And
yeah.
One of her best friends, like, just couldn't handle Amanda handling and dealing with that and
yeah.
just kind of unfriended her.
Really?
One of her best friends, yeah.
Because it made the friend uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the friend's like, don't bring me into that world. I don't want to be in that world. And that's not what a good friend does.
Yeah.
No. Although, you know, I've been on the other side of it where I think I was too involved. So, like, I had a friend who he lost his mom, and I wrote a wonderful, wonderful letter.
Well, you're super kind, dude.
Wrote a wonderful,
you have a great heart.
And I sent him the letter, and he never, ever, ever talked about it.
Mm.
And I know he got it, but he never brought it up to me.
But were you upset about that? Because I probably would be...
I wasn't upset. I thought maybe did I step a line? Did I cross a boundary? And by the way, we're not, like, even still today, we're not as close, and he doesn't talk about that letter.
Wow.
But yeah,
that's interesting.
I'm probably the same way that your friend is. Like, I've received, when my father was passing away, I've had relatives and people write me stuff. And I was so emotional about it that I just couldn't open up to them specifically about that letter. Like, you know what I mean?
I guess so. Yeah. Like, he doesn't want to talk about it because it's too painful to talk
yes.
about.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this bride, I mean, this in this Bridezilla Chronicles episode, this bride who doesn't want the grieving friend to, you know, grieve.
Yeah, she's
and
awful.
Just, yeah, that's just, you know, she's making it about her. So.
Yeah.
All right. Of course, we'll have more Bridezilla Chronicles stories for you. We got a whole folder filled with them.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We just talked about Bridezillas.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Before the bridezilla comes the proposal, right? And some people didn't quite have the proposal that they were hoping for.
This is always a nightmare for me when you talk about this.
Well, yours was cute, but if you hear it from the outside, it sounds really creepy.
Yes.
Manny proposed in a cemetery.
And let's just leave it at that. So what are you talking about, Loren?
I'm fine with that. I don't want to talk about it today.
All right, so people went to BuzzFeed, and they aired out their grievances about their bad proposals. Everything from this person said, my husband proposed to me naked in the middle of the night in the pitch black of the room.
Whoa.
And I was about to fall asleep, heard him rustling around, and turned on my cell phone light. And saw him down on one knee, naked, with a ring box.
Oh, no. Oh, tell him to get up.
Yeah, she says when she tells her friends about it, she leaves out the naked part. Another person said, my ex-husband proposed to me in the parking lot of Burger King, where he thought we met. This was not where we met. And it had no significance to our relationship. It was actually where he met his ex-best friend.
Oh. Yeah. Well, okay, at least it's a best friend and not like an ex-girlfriend.
Mm. That is hilarious, though.
Well, maybe that's just what he told her.
Babe.
Yeah.
It was my ex-best friend.
This Burger King parking lot has such a history for us. It's where
she's
we
like,
met.
What are you talking about?
She had to be like, dude, I'm going to slap you.
Yeah.
Bring me a Whopper and shut up.
And another one, she says, my boyfriend knew his sister was watching, so he said, let's just get this over with. Will you marry me? I broke up with him shortly after, and I started the breakup speech the same exact way.
Well, how did she start it?
Let's just get this over with. We're breaking up.
That's funny.
What's your bad proposal story, or maybe a friend of yours has a proposal story that you want to share? Do you want to do a proposal do-over because it was so crazy? 704-570-9595.
I sometimes think that Dallas, and I loved the way that we got engaged because it was so such a representation of our relationship, but leading up to the proposal, I feel like there must have been a point where he was like, I'm going to bail on this whole thing and we'll just try it again another time. Because we checked into our hotel and somebody had been in our hotel room before us. Like it was Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly two people who worked at the hotel had hooked up with each other in our hotel suite. And they had just used the shower. There were beer bottles everywhere. The bed sheets were turned down and like rustled around. There was black polka dot underwear in the corner and handprints and butt prints up against the window. And I think like that to him was like, maybe I shouldn't do this weekend. And then he tried to take me up to Mount Washington and Pittsburgh. And I was like, no, Dallas, it's like 6 degrees out. I'm not going up there. Like it was like everything's against me.
Yeah, I remember reading a story. Maybe it was Reddit or maybe we even talked about it on the show. Somebody planned to propose down in Orlando. And they ended up getting stuck like on a roller coaster for like 4.5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And he ended up bailing on the proposal because the trip was just ruined.
Yeah.
But they went to Orlando with the one intent of proposing.
Yeah.
To that one woman whose story went viral, remember? Soon to be fiance, got down on a knee and dropped the ring on the Outer Banks.
Oh, yeah.
And it went into the water. And then she happened to be listening to the show and called in and she's like, oh, yeah, that story's about me. But they found it.
Yeah, they did.
They had divers go down. This person's name is who's... Hi, the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show. Is this Who's Your Daddy?
It sure is.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Whatever you want your name to be is fine with us. Listen, you sent us a text message. You did the proposal naked, too?
I did, absolutely. I did on one knee on Valentine's Day.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I figured I was nervous as all get up, and I figured just this is all me.
Stripping back the layers, literally.
Hope you like what you see, because this is it.
You're stuck with it.
You know, Roy, boy, you do complain sometimes about sweating, and you don't feel comfortable sometimes in your clothes, so maybe so you look more calm and cool. You don't have the stains.
Naked?
It's the best way. I mean, you know, if you're up in front of people, just picture them naked, and it'll be okay, right?
Who's your daddy? Did she say yes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She did.
Okay. All right.
That's did she call you Who's Your Daddy?
No, she calls me Big Daddy.
Oh.
I love it. All right, thanks for calling Who's Your Daddy in Dallas. Have a great day, bud. I love you, too.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah, in the name box, I said, Who's Your Daddy, Dallas? Hey, whatever they want.
All right, this is Melissa and Raquel. Welcome to the Mean Roy and the Wrench Show.
Good morning. So my husband put the ring in the center of a dozen roses. And when he came to pick me up, I never saw him. So he kept telling me to look at the roses. And I was like, yeah, thanks. They're very nice. Thank you. And he was like, no, look at the roses. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. They're great. I appreciate it. And he finally was like, look at the middle rose. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, okay. And he was mad by that point and was just like, so will you?
Yeah, awesome, Melissa, if you're like, oh my gosh, someone left a ring in this. You gotta return. Someone's without a ring.
Well, I was frustrated because I was like, I'm giving you compliments. Thank you. That's very nice of you. But what else do you want me to give you? Like,
jeez, yeah, you're wearing it out about the flowers.
Right. You know, so it's a long running joke. I mean, it was supposed to be sweet, but it kind of ended up wrong.
Yeah. Happy marriage. Everything good?
Oh, yeah. 14 years.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks, Melissa.
Listen, if you can start the proposal with an argument, you're going to be golden.
Did you just see this 803? My husband proposed after I got my wisdom teeth taken out, and I was so drugged up, all I could do is shake my head yes.
What a great time to ask someone to marry you. They're so drugged up, they can't say no.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Okay. I think I would ask 80 more times when they're sober just to make sure.
Yeah, or if they can't talk, they're like, yes?
Yeah. That's a yes, right?
Honey. She said yes!
I'm leaving you. Only you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
That's good stuff. Someone else, 828, said, I wasn't naked, but my fiance was when I proposed.
I guess that's a thing.
Catching him right out of the shower.
I tell you what, I'm not proposing out of the shower or after moving furniture. I ain't doing it.
Yeah, 704 texted in too. Said my ex proposed naked on Valentine's Day in a hotel room at 3 a.m. drunk.
What goes on?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know that naked proposals was such a thing, but I'm ready to take to Twitter with a new hashtag. What you got coming up in the dirty, Lorraine?
So Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes, we thought that their relationship was over. I know a lot of people were devastated about it, but it is maybe just a sign that they're doing a long distance.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Did you see that one about the prison, Lorraine? Read that one for us.
Yeah. I really want to talk to this person. Let me see if I can find it again. So 330 texted in and said he proposed without a ring, and we went to the jailhouse 2 days prior to me donating a kidney to him. I haven't told our friends and family yet. I think they will. I think he'll give me a ring next week. Like, you had five big things happen there. Like, I have so many questions. You went to the jailhouse.
He's going to jail.
You donated a kidney to him, and you got proposed to.
Are we sure when she says jailhouse, she doesn't mean the court where you get married by
courthouse?
The court? Where you get married by the court?
Oh, that would make more sense, but do you think that is a typo?
I don't know. Maybe it's just I would say a typo, just a poor choice of words.
Maybe wherever 330 is hitting us from, the jailhouse, the courthouse is all the same.
Yeah.
Police station. You know, like the Dukes of Hazzard. Everything was all in one building.
Post office.
Yeah.
General store out back.
This is funny. Area code 336 said, my ex-husband asked me to marry him while watching a movie. He said, how do you feel about getting married? Let's just do it.
No, she just texted back in and said, 330 said, nope, jailhouse.
Oh, okay.
Exclamation marks.
In Mecklenburg.
So who broke the law? You or...
I like that we're not talking to her on the phone, we're talking to text.
330, call in.
I prefer having the text conversation. Text something back to her, Lorraine.
What do you want me to text back?
I don't know.
Call me?
Yeah, keep texting us info.
Felony question mark?
All right, hold on, I'll text that. Felony? We respond 330.
Misdemeanor?
Yeah. How long is he going to be in for?
We have questions.
And how can he get the ring when he's in jail? Is he going to trade it for cigarettes or something?
Does he have to swallow it?
Maybe he'll make one.
Listen, we're having fun, 330. We wish you the best of luck.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Can I do a quick... Is she ready?
Here she is. Okay. Yes. Hi.
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
What is happening?
Okay, so it's kind of a long story, but I knew I was donating my kidney to him, and we had been together for a really long time, and he always knew I wanted to be married.
Mm-hmm.
So he proposed on a Sunday, and on Monday, the government was actually, shut down, all of the uptown buildings,
mm-hmm.
So we had to go on Tuesday, and on certain days, you can only get married at the jailhouse at night.
Oh,
gotcha.
So we had to go to the jailhouse, and then we didn't tell anybody, and then we had the surgery.
So nobody's going to jail?
Nobody's going to jail. It's just that's how the county works it on certain days.
Gotcha.
Okay, because we're texting felony, when's he get out?
Yeah.
Is he swallowing the ring?
No jailhouse, that's just where they do it. And
okay.
It's not really the most exciting place to go.
I gotcha. Yeah. All right, Melissa, well, congratulations.
Sounds romantic.
Lorraine.
I'm just kidding, I'm totally kidding.
Would you like to honeymoon at the Chateau de Lorraine when you're done?
Oh, man. We are going out west. Though,
okay.
I'm
sure
he's going to give me a ring there.
All right.
Good.
Well, get back in touch with us. Let us know how it goes, okay, Melissa?
I will. Thank you.
Thanks for texting. Thanks for calling.
You know, I liked the story better when the idea was he went to jail.
That's what I was kidding
that was
about the thing. I was saying romantic to get married at the jailhouse versus the courthouse.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Let's get to work.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
Remember that whole story about Justin Bieber wanting to fight Tom Cruise?
Yeah. Cruise responded.
In a UFC cage fight. Well, this came out now that Bieber said he was just kidding.
Well, of course he was.
Did anybody actually take him as serious?
But Cruz responded.
I kind of did.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I don't have to listen to anything you have to say.
Why would he want to fight? Why would he genuinely want to fight Tom Cruise?
I don't know, but Justin Bieber says weird stuff sometimes.
Yeah, well, I never know whether to take him
seriously or not. Yes, but Bieber is now saying he just saw an interview and it was on his mind. I don't know why. It was just a random tweet, and I do stuff like that sometimes.
Yep. So. And then he said he'd whoop my butt.
Yes, he did.
Oh, Biebs.
I think Biebs knows that he couldn't take Tom. And, I mean, there's such an age difference there.
You don't just fight Tom. You fight Scientology as well.
Right. Okay. And that's the bigger fight.
Yes. Okay, what else is happening?
Speaking of Tom Cruise, his ex, Katie Holmes, we know that she has been with Jamie Foxx for a very long time. And there were some rumors that after the Met Gala that they had broken up and they hadn't been seen together in a really long time. But sources are saying that they're just fine, that they're stronger than ever, and they're just doing long distance. He's living in L.A., and she is across the country in New York City. So they're fine.
Are you mad, Nicole? Why'd you slam the door on the way in and the way out? You all right?
Yes.
Okay.
Did she slam it?
Yeah, yeah. It was loud. You didn't hear it?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, Lorraine's trying to do her dirty. That's all.
I wasn't distracted.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. So, Kevin Jonas, his 5-year-old daughter leaked the Jonas Brothers comeback. And it's hilarious. We've got audio of them talking about it. But apparently, she went to school and sang like a canary.
No, that's awesome.
She did tell her entire school that the Jonas Brothers were coming back before the Jonas Brothers were.
We were trying to keep it a secret for basically a year. We're making this documentary, making the album, and we're like, we got this on lock. No one's going to tell. Kevin comes home and says, guys, Alina told her whole class. She told the whole school. And
I mean, you're asking a 5-year-old to keep a huge secret like that. Yeah.
By the way, they were on Dr. Phil for a sit-down interview. Dr. Why? Phil talked to the brothers about being
about
able
what?
To work together and stuff, you know, now that they're going on tour. But he had something really strange to say to Joe Jonas. Want to hear?
Yeah.
All right.
And I want you to start having a gay relationship. I want you to start living as a gay woman.
Yeah.
That's really strange.
And Nick and Kevin were very, very for it.
Huh. Okay, now I have a real question.
What?
Were they really on Dr.
Yes.
Really?
I thought the same thing.
Because now I don't know whether to believe you or not.
No, the second part was fake.
Right? I am telling you. Dr. Phil, weren't they on your show?
That's a load of crap.
Well, I don't know what to believe.
But I could see them being on there because they did have some problems getting back together, and they had all hurt each other's feelings when they broke up. So I could see him trying to counsel them.
I'm serious. Dr. Phil, when you saw the three boys on the show, what did you say to them first?
Hello.
See?
And why does all the audio from Dr. Phil sound so bad?
I don't know where we got it. I do not know.
All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hello, Nicole. Welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Morning.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
Wonderful. I'm so excited.
Have you ever played?
No.
All right.
You play in the car, you do pretty well.
I pulled over because I'm about to get on the expressway and I need to concentrate.
Okay. All right, that's a good idea. Let's play fast so you can get to work.
Okay.
Throw her out of the studio.
Okay, Lorraine, get out of the studio.
Going.
All right, Lorraine is leaving the studio. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Hey, almost a year after her overdose, what pop star's former drug dealer is being charged in a new drug-related case? Who is that? First name begins with a D.
Can you tell me who the pop star is?
Well, that's the question. What pop star?
Who's the pop star?
Yes, we're not asking for the drug dealer's name.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to say Demi Lovato.
Okay. It would have been funny if you thought it was the drug dealer and you said Roy. That would have been funny. Hey, Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx are making long distance work. Katie Holmes was previously married to which actor?
Tom Cruise.
And former President Barack Obama's daughter, Sasha, is heading to the University of Michigan for college in the fall. What's her older sister's name? Sasha and...
I don't know if I'm going to say it right. Malia.
Question number four. Taylor Swift is going on IG Live this afternoon around 5 o'clock. Her boyfriend, who previously dated Justin Bieber, deleted Instagram from her phone. Who is that?
Her best friend.
Who's her boyfriend?
Her best friend, who previously dated Justin Bieber.
Selena Gomez.
And question five, what former Daily Show host appeared in front of Congress this week advocating for first responders of the 9/11 attacks to receive better financial support?
The former host?
Yes.
Three?
Two?
Stewart.
Okay, all right, she got it in. Come on in, Lorraine.
Lorraine's going to get that.
Yeah.
Gonna be a tough battle.
I feel
she
like
got
it was
them
really long.
Yeah, it was a little longer than usual. She got them all correct though, which means we're not gonna tell you if you ever read or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
Good luck, because it's tough.
Almost a year after her overdose, what pop star's former drug dealer is being charged in a new drug related case?
Demi Lovato.
And Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx are making long distance.
I guess it was a drug related case too. It was shoplifting as well. Sorry, just talking it out of my head. Go ahead.
Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx are making long distance work. Katie Holmes was previously married to which actor?
Tom Cruise.
And former President Barack Obama's daughter, Sasha, is heading to the University of Michigan for college in the fall. What's her older sister's name?
It's Sasha and Malaya.
And Taylor Swift is going on IG Live this afternoon, and her best friend, who previously dated Justin Bieber, just deleted IG from her phone. Who is that?
Selena Gomez.
And question five, what former Daily Show host appeared in front of Congress this week advocating for first responders to get better...
9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jon Stewart.
Okay.
I knew where you were going with it, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. It was a great speech, by the way.
All right.
You cried.
I don't know if she pronounced number three right, but let's give it to her.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yes. She got them all right.
I'm just saying, typically we don't do that when she even mispronounces
it. I mean...
No, she got it.
All right.
Okay.
Sasha and who?
Well, now I don't know what I said
That's
the first
right.
time.
Yeah. Okay.
I know it's Malaya, but I don't know. Malaya.
Maya, who knows?
She didn't say Megan. Keep your texts and keep your comments to yourself, everyone.
I'm just saying, I know the complaints are going to come.
It. It's a fun the game. She got it. Okay?
All right. So, Nicole, congratulations. It's a tie.
She
okay.
Say.
She got it. Okay. What do you want from me?
You got it. Yeah, I know.
All right, everyone, all right. Stop it.
All right. Okay.
We're going to get the complaints.
This
no
game
matter
is
what.
Too stressful. Let's just quit.
Yeah, I'm stopping the game. I think we should.
Yeah.
Hey, Nicole, we need to hear something before you get out of here.
Oh, I can't beat Lauren, but I can tie her.
Great job. Thanks for playing, okay?
Thank you.
All right. I can see the text coming in now.
Yeah, me too.
All right, but listen, we got to get to a War of the Roses between Seth and Dana. But, you know, Seth actually wants to see if Dana's cheating. She's got a new job as the nanny, and she's been working some late hours.
He actually confronted her.
Yeah, and he kind of followed her.
Yeah.
Saw her out with another man. We'll try to get to the bottom. Who is this other guy?
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. War of the Roses.
Seth, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. You sent us an email saying that you want to check up on your longtime girlfriend, Dana. Your high school sweetheart?
Yeah, we've been together for a long time. I always thought we had a good relationship, but lately I've been kind of questioning that.
But what makes you think that she's cheating on you?
So lately, Dana got this job as a nanny. They had three kids. She's been working a lot. And lately, what's been weird is that the dad of the kids has been staying home with her. Why she's supposed to be watching the kids. And that just started to seem kind of weird that why do they have this nanny, especially because the oldest is 14.
Yeah, but maybe he's working from home. My husband works from home and our nanny stays home when I'm not there.
It's, you know, he comes home early and she's been coming home a little bit later and it seems a little bit interesting.
You think she's sleeping with the dad?
Possibly. I decided one day just to kind of, I wouldn't say check up. I was trying to be nice. I was going to come drop by her house and surprise her with some lunch. And when I knocked on the door, she wasn't there. The 14-year-old actually answered the door and told me that she went out to lunch with the dad.
Lauren, is that weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so.
So I asked the 14-year-old where the restaurant is. She told me. And I went there,
Whoa. And
all I saw was them sitting at a table across from each other, just kind of staring into each other's eyes.
Did you walk up like a movie and go, well, look who's here?
I didn't. I've confronted her on this before, and she thinks I'm crazy and has, you know, pretty much dismissed my concerns, saying that she loves me and that she would never do that or anything like that. But after that little incident, I just had to kind of call or figure out some way to check to make sure that she's being 100% faithful.
All right, let's
do it. I would have just walked up and sat down at the table and seen how they both started acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
or
here
you
we
could
are.
Do War of the Roses.
Yes, here
so
we are.
We're going to make that phone call to Dana.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Dana, please.
This is Dana.
Hi, Dana. My name is Sarah. I am calling from Flowers for You. We're a brand new romantic gift company in the area, and we're trying to get our name out there. So we are asking people on Instagram to tag their friends in our post, and we are randomly selecting people to get a dinner date or a lunch date, whichever you prefer. And it will include, of course, the meal, wine, and some little desserts to go along with it. But we just need to know, it has to be a dual thing. So if you are interested in this, I just need to know who you would be going to lunch or dinner with.
Oh, cute. Okay. So what do I have to do? I need to, like, go to the website or something, or what?
No, we just ask that you tell somebody about our services. I just need to start by knowing if you would prefer a lunch or dinner date.
A lunch is fine.
Okay, great. Do you like red or white wine?
Depends. Red? I'll take red.
Okay, red. And also, who would you like to share this lunch with?
That's with my boyfriend.
Okay. What is his name?
Seth.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to maybe share it with your boss?
Just asking.
No.
Hey, it's the Mania Roy and Lorraine Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Dana, maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't, but it's War of the Roses.
Okay.
Seth's on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
He thought you might send a lunch date or share a lunch date with your boss as opposed to sharing it with him.
The dad for the family that you nanny for.
No, that's weird. Well, no, I would definitely, I mean, if I was going to go on a date, I'd take my boyfriend.
Yeah, but, you know, what was weird is you went to lunch with the dad.
That I went to lunch with the dad?
Yeah, and from what, you know, your boyfriend saw, it looked like you two were just, like, gazing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Into each other's eyes.
You looked a little romantic.
Hey, Dana. I'm happy, but a little surprised that you said that to me. I just have been really kind of nervous because of the working later, the dad's always coming home while you're there.
This is all in your head. This is so weird and so random.
Let me ask you this, though, Dana. Why go to lunch with the dad?
So I've already told you all this, that we're all going on the vacation for summer, and he wanted to go over some specifics with me, and I've already explained it to you, and now I'm starting to get irritated.
I just feel like it was a little inappropriate. You're supposed to be working, watching his kids, and you leave the house and left the kids at home with him.
So you've never gone on a meeting lunch with your boss or anybody that you work with to go over things just outside of the work area.
Sure, but I'm not also supposed to be watching his kids.
But that's my job. And so now now I'm getting irritated because I've already explained this all to you. And we've gone over this, and it's really good money. I mean, it's ridiculous. And he needs to understand that. And we're trying to save money. And the point is, though, if there's the trust is broken.
All right, so, dude, she has hours that's unpredictable, and sometimes she has to go do things. You just have to get over it.
And, Seth, not every nanny sleeps with her employer either. Like
that's such a Lifetime movie thing.
Yeah,
Okay, okay, guys. I appreciate y'all's help.
You need some knee roses. Get it together.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
War of the Roses, though, man. Dana and Seth. Dana's the nanny. And Seth thought maybe something was going on between the nanny and the husband of the family she's babysitting for. And we've heard that before. We had a whole summer, maybe two summers ago,
mm-hmm.
of following a nanny who was in this situation.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Where the husband was hitting on her. She didn't know what to do. And then the wife came to the nanny and said, I think my husband's having an affair.
But the wife was really having an affair.
But the wife was having the affair. That's yeah. right.
It was a sticky mess.
So do you think that the husband from this War of the Roses was hitting on Dana?
I think we should discuss that, but I want to reiterate that we were looking for your phone calls on when did you show up and confront someone who you thought was cheating on you, because Seth went to the restaurant where they were eating but didn't confront them.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a tweet from Wendy, and she said she knew it was Jean. And I'm not going to lie, there was a brief moment when we were doing the War of the Roses when we revealed who we were and she started laughing,
mm-hmm.
that I kind of thought that maybe she knew it was us the whole time.
Yeah, I would say that. And we want you to call in at 704-570-9595. If you confronted someone, you saw, maybe it was your partner, you saw out in public and they were with someone else and you confronted them. Like, that's some lifetime drama stuff that we said in the war.
Yeah.
But Roy, I think I got significant, Loren, maybe you can weigh in too. I got significant confidence at the end of the War of the Roses when Dana was like, we've talked about this, and I'm starting to get annoyed at you. Like, there is nothing going on.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I think, I'm not saying that they're lying, but I think some people, when they lie, that's also their reality. So, you know what I mean? Like, she could totally be pulling the wool over my eyes, and I'm like, listen, not all nannies sleep with their employer, but he also seems very self-conscious as well.
Seth,
yeah, her
Seth
boyfriend
had some jealousy issues. Now, due to time constraints, we had to edit that War of the Roses down a little bit, and I think somewhere in there he said they've been together for 10 years. They're high school sweethearts that are now dating through college. Yeah. But my point is like, you have a 14-year-old there, Roy, who's capable of watching the kids when the nanny's not there.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't the husband just say, hey, let's go grab lunch. Let's go over everything that we're going to do on our vacation because you're coming with us. You know, my wife and I talked about this and I told her.
Yeah, it's plausible. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it's very plausible.
And the fact that she got so annoyed at the end of that war, I felt like maybe that was an indication that she was being honest. But that's me.
But with Seth watching, you know, from the far at the restaurant, did you up and confront someone? Did you ever like spy on someone?
Yeah, take it a step past the spying. Like, he went to the restaurant, but he didn't confront her.
Yeah.
Sure. Could you imagine? Would you, Loren, seriously?
100%. I said it.
Yeah, but you talk, but would you really?
Yes.
What if Dallas was out with a coworker and it was like, wouldn't you feel like you got mud on your face or egg on your face, as they say? Like, you'd be embarrassed if nothing was going on that you thought there was?
Yeah, I would be embarrassed, but I would also make sure that they were embarrassed too. Like, if I'm going
really?
Down, I'm taking the ship with me.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I don't have. There's something in my brain that when it like flips, I have the like, there's no remorse. There's no like repercussions. I don't think about repercussions. I just act on what I'm feeling. So,
okay. We appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. It's just me being honest. And I caught my boyfriend in high school cheating on me. We were about to go to prom and I was like, had a whole stakeout. Like, I had two people in the car with me. And when I saw him and his cheating partner get into their truck together, I drove up and knocked on the window. Like, it's just not in my DNA to sit back.
You saw all you needed to see.
Yes.
Now attack.
Not physically attack,
no,
but I'm
going
to make
confront.
Sure that everybody knows. Yeah.
Confront. I understand what you're saying. Tracy in Mooresville, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Love you. Listen every day.
Oh, well, thanks for jumping on the phone and sharing your story with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. This was a few years ago, so I've had time to recover. But my now ex-husband left 3 days before Christmas. We'd been together for about 20 years. He came in, told me he was leaving. He was really unhappy, packed up and was in and out of the house in 15 minutes. And that was December 22nd, 2014. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Sorry. So when he confronted him at work, because we actually worked together, he went and told me what was going on. Her husband had figured out a way to get in contact with me. I confronted her at her place of employment.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I just walked in. I'm like, hey, I hear you broke up my family. I hear you've broken up another family.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, just kept going at her. She did not say one word to me.
How long did the confrontation go, Tracy?
Probably 5 to 10 minutes. It was just me going at her and calling her out. And you know what? They lasted maybe 3 months. But that's what happens in these midlife crises. Yeah. Gotta say, my life kept moving forward and his did not.
No, that's great. That's awesome. Well, we're so happy for you, Tracy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Nice too.
Wow, a 5 to 10 minute confrontation. That beats Loren would come in and be like, ah!
Oh, yeah.
And then be out.
And
then,
out.
And then go to the bar and grab a glass of wine.
Yes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It sounded like everything was falling apart in the studio when that was going off. It sounded like a true emergency.
Yeah, I want to play it, but then people are going to be like,
no, don't
oh,
play
you
it.
Can't
yeah.
play it.
Yeah. It sounded like an electric toothbrush.
It sure did.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
So Wendy Williams, she's been flaunting around her new boo all around New York City. And we now know how they met, which was at a party with Blac Chyna in Los Angeles. And we also know that the 27-year-old has reportedly have a criminal record for robbery with a dangerous weapon in North Carolina in 2013.
Oh, wow.
Cool street cred.
Now, he served about a year, then was released on probation. And Wendy says, listen, this isn't news to me. I'm a grown woman. I know what I'm doing. My husband has a full baby with a woman he was involved with for 15 years, and I was cooped up being a little pony show. So let me live and leave me alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Andy,
you do you, boo.
Yep, that's right. Live and let live. Andy Cohen wants to have legalized paid surrogacy in New York. I didn't realize that New York was a state that you couldn't have surrogacies. But Andy says that he had to go all the way to California to get it done to have his son Benjamin, and he is now lobbying to have it legalized in New York.
Andy Cohen was at the hockey game last night. Congratulations to the St. Louis Blues for winning the Stanley Cup. He was wearing a Blues shirt.
Yeah. And Taylor Swift, if you love Taylor and you're all over Instagram, Taylor Swift had an announcement. She is going to do an Instagram Live today at 5 p.m.
At 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, I'm going to be doing an Instagram Live, just filling you in on some stuff and things. And, you know, I hope you're free tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Instagram.
She kind of sounded annoyed towards the end.
Now, that was, of course, announced yesterday. So today at 5 Eastern time, you can jump on and maybe ask her some questions. I think I'm going to try to. Yeah. She said she's filling us in on some stuff that she's got going on. And I really want to know if she addresses the Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, cookie, olive branch, if you will.
I feel like you should jump on and ask her if she knows that when you snap your finger, the snapping sound is your finger hitting your palm.
Right.
Like we talked about earlier this morning.
Sure.
Ask her that. Oh, my God. I didn't even know that.
What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
So Roy helped me with this one today. He sent me...
No wonder why I was so excited to get to it.
Yeah, right?
Move on. Let's get to my thing.
He sent me this really cool float that you need in your life this summer. And it looks like a huge speedboat. And it looks like it carries like between 6 to 8 to 10 people. And it's got cup holders on it. It's a huge inflatable that looks like a speedboat.
So if you can't afford a big million-dollar speedboat, just get an inflatable.
Well, does it fit in a pool or is it only for the lake?
I would say the lake.
Yeah.
It's really big. But it's got coolers on it, cup holders, the whole nine yards.
You don't want to move around in the pool or fit in the pool.
Just sits
there.
And it's inflatable?
Yeah.
See, I don't want to come at your what Loren likes help today,
come at
Roy,
it.
But
come at
how
it.
Long does it take to blow the thing up?
Well, it just takes how long it takes.
You have to get a... There's no way that you could blow this up yourself. You would absolutely have to get one of the mechanical blowers.
I'm sure it comes
Forget
with...
Forget it. Let's just buy a boat.
I'm sure it comes with like a... You know how like a sleep mattress comes with a thing?
Yes,
I'm sure it,
exactly. Okay,
all right, that's cool. Check that out and other things that Loren likes up at kiss951.com.
Of course, the one time I pick up what Loren likes, you come at it. Don't worry, Loren. I'll be the lineman. I'll block. I'll protect you.
Buddy. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? It's interesting you bring up sports. Did you know our intern Josh Loren might know less about sports than Roy?
Yeah, I did.
Roy self-proclaims, and he's happy about it. Look, I don't know anything about sports. It's not my thing.
Didn't know the Stanley was last night.
Right, the Stanley Cup. All right, so let's bring intern Josh in here, and let's just throw a couple questions out and see who knows more about sports in general.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Yay, sports.
All right. All right, I don't know much, but evidently intern Josh knows less.
It has come to our attention that our intern Josh knows about as little about sports as Roy does. And Roy, I love the fact that you're proud of it. Like, you make no secret that you're not into sports.
It is so boring. So we had backstage with Bozzy, and you and Bozzy were talking sports. And at some point, they went from hockey to basketball, and y'all, I had no clue. I had no clue they transferred sports.
Okay, buddy.
That we jumped from Toronto.
I kind of feel like you got to say, hey, moving sports.
Changing sports. Now, how about the NBA's Toronto Raptors? That would help you.
What happened? Yeah, right.
Right, yeah. Okay. All right. So we have intern Josh in here. Loren's got some questions for you guys. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? Go one for one or just have them yell out their names? See, nobody's going to yell out their name.
Why not?
Because they're not going to know the answers. All right. Yell out your name if you know the answer to any of these questions. Intern Josh versus Roy.
Okay.
Sports. This is pretty basic sports trivia. Tell me if I'm wrong, producer Nicole. You're a big sports fan. All right? Okay. Go ahead, Loren.
All right. So question number one. Yell out your names. What is the name of the NHL trophy?
Oh, this is easy, Roy. It's Stanley.
Officially, it's called the
Stanley Cup.
Very good.
Yeah. I know this because it happened yesterday.
Does that sound familiar, Josh?
Or are you just I've never met Stanley, so no.
Yeah. Would you know that it's called the Stanley Cup?
No,
oh,
I would not
awesome.
Know that.
Dude, I didn't know it was possible to find someone with less sports knowledge than Roy.
Uh-huh.
I think we're getting there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even my wife, Amanda, would know that.
I don't know that either of them are going to know this next one. Okay. Y'all, what's your name? Steph Curry plays for what team?
Oh, Roy. He plays for the Hornets.
You are incorrect.
But he's from Charlotte.
He lived here.
And his dad, Dell.
Oh, no, he just said that. The Panthers?
Nope, different sport.
So Steph Curry, it's definitely basketball.
Yes.
You two work it out.
It is NBA.
I'm pretty sure.
Is it the Raptors?
I got him confused with Cam Newton.
Is it...
You're getting closer.
You're getting warmer.
Yeah.
The Raptors are playing against his team in the finals.
Is this the guy that got hurt and everybody's talking about?
Nope.
No, he's the dude who like just figured out his eyes don't work well.
What?
But he's like really
Does
good.
That mean?
Yeah, he just like got contact lenses for the first time in his life.
Oh, he's the Warriors.
Oh, that's right, Roy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Golden State Warriors.
Because you told me I was close when I said the Raptors.
Yeah. You were trying to work that out, huh?
Josh, I don't mean to be cocky. I know this is intimidating.
Let the man have a moment.
This will be such a moment for Roy. And we should maybe we should let them study up and then test them again.
All right. I would totally be down with that.
Okay. Question number three, yell out your name. What brand sponsors NASCAR's highest level of racing?
Okay, it used to be
M&M or Budweiser.
No, but they sponsor cars.
Hang on, we're from
Goodyear.
Winston-Salem to Nextel.
It's called something. You're right,
so
Nextel.
So Roy is talking it out, and I hear some things that were right in the past.
Is it the monitor? The Monster Energy Drink.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, I really had I had a really dig in my brain for that.
Holy cow.
I heard
Look at Al Michaels over here.
I know, seriously. You're alone.
He's a sports reporter. Yeah. Gosh, that's why that joke was funny. All right, give me one more.
All right, last one. Greg Olsen plays what position for the Panthers?
Oh, that's impossible to know.
Well, Roy used to play football. Just start picking.
That's impossible.
That's impossible to know.
Is that a hard question, Nicole, would you say?
No, that's not a hard question.
Because there's what? There's about 12 members on a team.
Does he catch the ball? Do you guys know? If he catches the ball, does he throw the ball?
Does he kick it?
No, he's not throwing it. That's Cam.
Wait, let's start off. Is it offense or defense?
Oh, he's
Do you guys know if it's offense or defense? He's defense.
Definitely defense.
Okay. No, okay. Okay. All right, so he's on the other side.
You two are the best.
All right, he's not the center, because I feel like I would know that, because I used to be a center.
Yeah. Did you ever play any sports, Josh?
Golf.
Okay. Golf. Did he used to be where Brian Orr, the Michael Orr was?
No. When you say golf, did you mean like mini golf, putt-putt, or actual?
I played on my school's team in high school, but it was like a little private school, so they didn't take it seriously. And I think I hated it.
Sports should be
fun.
Yeah. Is he the tight end?
Ah! What?
Is he really?
Say it again.
The tight end?
Is somebody feeding you? Like, let me see the computer.
Yeah, you got a computer in front of you.
They're I'm really
like,
right? Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking Roy's got his, like, iMessage up on his on his computer, and people are, like, texting him the answers.
I thought for sure a gay man with no tight end off the top of his head.
I mean, honest to God, I think that's what aided me in my answer, because, if he wasn't the tackle, I'm like, what else is there, a tackle, tight end?
He catches the ball as a tight end, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like, you know what we need to do? We need to make a bet.
That's what I said. Let's let them study up and then, like, really do this.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, we have Josh just started his internship, so he'll be around for a little bit. But it should be like, I'll take Josh, you take Roy.
Ooh, you can help me study.
They'll play for us.
I don't want to grow out my unibrow.
But see, Manny can't grow you.
No, we'll think of something. Okay. We'll think of something. But you know what I mean? Like, the consequences should be on us.
Yeah.
This way the pressure's on them.
Okay.
All right,
this is good. And do you want to shout someone out real quick, Josh?
Yes. I want to say happy birthday to my dad. It's his 53rd birthday today. And if you're listening, Dad, love you.
Aw. How sweet. All right, Josh, get back to work. Is your dad a sports fan?
No, that's
okay.
Why I'm
good.
Oh, good.
Good. Good. Okay. So he's not disappointed.
Yeah. That's good. Like Roy Sr.?
Yeah. That's my boy. I know any sport.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Tomorrow's National Flip Flop Day.
I wear my flip flops every day.
I haven't worn flip flops yet this season.
I was going to ask you, Roy boy, where are your giant, because you have big feet.
Mm-hmm.
What size are you?
I'm size 15.
Where are your size 15 flip flops?
I broke them. Do you know, is it called the tongue? The sandal tongue, it snapped.
The part that goes into your toe area. Yeah.
Yeah, it snapped.
Oh.
The tongue?
Yeah.
You need to get a new pair.
Yeah, I got to go shower. I need new clothes.
It was about time. Those were a little stinky.
Yeah. You know what else happened? This is really strange. When I went on vacation, I wore a lot of black shirts, and my deodorant stained my shirt.
Yeah. That happens to me, too.
And my spray deodorant that I use at the house doesn't do this, but I had to use the roll-on because I was traveling. And so, like, four of my black shirts have big white pits.
Yeah. You're a mess.
I know.
Big white pits, no broken flip-flop.
Who wants to go shopping with me?
Who do you think wore the flip-flop first? What type of people? Going back 4,000 B.C.
Oh.
Who were they?
The Romans.
Close. The Egyptians.
I think I would have said the Romans, too.
How can the Egyptians do that? It's hard to walk in sand.
I don't know.
You got to have some on your feet. That sand gets hot.
Yeah.
Flip-flops got their name because of the slapping sound they make against the ground when you walk on them.
Flip-flop.
One thing, just why, because flip-flops are easy to slide on and off, but don't wear them for too long. The lack of support and their thin insoles can lead to sore and injured feet.
In fact,
there's more flip-flop injuries, according to this article, than there are high heel injuries.
I think I'm going through that right now. I think one of my arches on my foot collapsed because I wear flip-flops every day and there's no support in them.
If you are injured, okay, let's do this real quick. Let's take a quick, let's check the pulse of an article like we love doing here in the Queen City.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Flip-flop injuries is what we're taking it.
I'm a little surprised, Lauren, to find out that there's more flip-flop related injuries than there are high heel related injuries.
Mm, I'm not.
But then I kind of realized, I'm like, okay, well, if you're, at least flip-flops, women and men, they're unisex.
Yeah, and more of your foot is exposed.
And it can get stuck in places, I think, more than a high heel can.
And women that wear heels usually rock the heel look. And even, you know, I mean, if you're what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
A drag queen. That's the word. Even if you're a drag queen, you rock the heels look on the stage. You don't see too many drag queens, like, you know, falling. They rock them.
Yeah. Right.
So there's a whole, you know.
We were running out of here the other day. It was me, Roy, and Meanie, and it was pouring rain. And flip-flops are really slippy in the rain. And I started to run out into the rain, and my flip-flops came off, and I just left them.
let's talk with Allison and Marshall. Hey, Allison.
Hey.
What do you think, Allison?
I've only gotten hurt wearing high heels once, but I've almost lost a toenail in flip-flops. I have gotten it stuck in boards. I fell yesterday at Carowinds in flip-flops.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, yeah. It's when I wear flip-flops, it's almost a weekly thing that something bad happens.
So why do you keep wearing them?
Because they're cute and convenient.
Yeah.
Like our radio show. I feel like that's a good thing for our radio show. They're cute. They're convenient.
They're not great.
Exactly.
They're not good.
They fall a lot.
But they're cute and convenient.
Thanks, Allison.
All right. This is Kelly in Concord.
Hi.
Hi.
So, you know, I happen to be the same Kelly that Lauren wanted to be my friend, right? Because I do everything, all that stuff. I, over Memorial Day, was running in my flip-flops and chasing my kids. Mm-hmm. And hit a wooden pallet that I didn't see and cut off the tip of my toe and broke it. And I still can't find that freaking flip-flop.
Oh, my gosh.
Why do you want it back? It injured you.
Throw the other one away.
I want to burn it.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. And what about...
We can have a burn party together.
See, Lorraine, you do want to do things with her.
I know.
Kelly,
Lorraine would make great friends. I don't do heels either. I ain't trying to break a knee or an ankle.
I think heels should be qualified for just photo shoots.
They
should just be photo shoot shoes.
Yeah. You should see the heels that Lorraine wore in this photo shoot that we just had.
Yeah, they were nice.
They were on point, too, on the picture.
This is Jeanette in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Jeanette.
So when my son was about one, I was walking with him on my hands, and I was walking pretty fast, and I got stuck with the front of my flip-flop on the sidewalk, and I didn't want it to drop him, so I took it out on my knees, and my knees scraped down, my skin scraped down all the way almost to the kneecap.
Mm.
Yeah.
But so, you saved your son.
Yes.
Good for you. Now these people, like, so everyone's getting injured with flip-flops. Are you still wearing them, or did you swear off flip-flops?
Only when it's really sunny and I need to get a shoes on very fast.
Yeah.
I do still wear them, but not when it's raining or when it's bad weather.
See, Lorraine, what are you wearing today? Thanks, Jeanette.
Flip-flops.
Let me see. The same ones that came off the other day when you were running to the car?
Yeah. They don't have a tongue in them, so they're just like slides. Mm. So they come off really easy.
You know, getting injured by shoes isn't only because they fell off or you got them stuck somewhere. You could get injured by shoes in other ways, too, you know. Right, Josh?
Hey, Bo. Yes, exactly.
My wife
had flip-flops on a couple days ago, and I made the remark, well, you're short enough without wearing something to make you shorter. And when I turn around, all I see was a flip-flop flying, and she caught me right in my eyeball.
You deserved it.
You're now married. You got to learn. Happy wife, happy life.
True, but I didn't think she could throw that far, seeing as, you know, she was that far away. But, you know, hey, I've been wrong before.
Hey, women are deadly accurate when it comes to throwing stuff at their dude.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Hey, happy early Father's Day, because I know I won't talk to you guys next week.
Oh, thanks, man. Happy early Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Josh. You too. Why do you think Roy said thank you?
I was saying on behalf, because he's a father. I was saying it to him because he's a happy father.
Does he know that Father's Day is this weekend, not next week?
He's not going to talk to us for the rest of the week. Tomorrow's Friday.
I thought he said next week.
Oh.
Mm. All right, this is Tiffany in Lake Wylie.
Hey.
Hi, Tiff. Go ahead. What happened?
No, I was just reminding Lorraine about the 9 years ago, 10 years ago, they had the flip-flops with the heels on them. This was like a trend for a while, and it had like every single color.
Yeah.
And I sat on some stairs with them on and fell so hard I broke both heels off.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
I think I laid there for like 5 minutes just in shock, like just laughing at myself.
That poor thing.
Those are awful. So I'm glad those are like not a trend anymore.
Yeah. I spilled out in heels in Asheville at a really nice restaurant, and I was so embarrassed that I decided just to lay there so that people would feel bad for me,
yeah.
even though I wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
You just go,
yeah.
Make them think like they need to call 911.
Yeah, like I was laying on the floor.
Here's Loren now outside the restaurant. Thanks, Tiffany.
Hey, have a good day.
All right, you too. So with a high heel sandal injury like that, the heel sandal combo, mm-hmm. was it the high heel that injured her or was it the sandal?
Probably the high heel came out from under her.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.